Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Good
Happy Valentine's Day!
afternoon. Oh, I like
Yes.
gay stuff, whatever. Nah. I'm just
Happy
playing.
Love Day.
Happy Love Day for y'all.
Happy Valentine's Day, then. I don't know.
We can say
Great.
Valentine's
Something.
Day. It's cool. I love y'all, so it's
I was gonna say I love you too, but then that sound gay too.
First of all, you guys need to grow up. One, you guys are like freaking cousins. That's number one. So that doesn't apply to y'all. Like real legit family. Like your mothers are sisters. It's not even a fake cousin type. Like, you know, that black people hood shit. Like your legit mothers are sisters, so it's not even okay. No offense to anyone who is. So we don't want to offend our listeners, but yeah.
You
We
guys
mean
doing
it in a good way,
anything?
guys.
Right, you know, I'm just not a mushy
Happy.
person, so that's all that means.
Yes. I'm about saying a happy way.
Tasha don't even like to be hugged.
It's really just a joke amongst us because I always be like mad, like don't hug me. We've been friends for 15 years and Tashina's been my cousin forever, so
Hello.
y'all know I love you. But anyway, y'all doing anything special today?
No.
You said you
No.
was. You said you was going
I'm
to meet
making
Kamara.
I mean I did something cute for Kimora. I got her like a teddy bear that sings and then got her some candy and I ordered her breakfast and we're going skating.
A nice
That's
little
like my
date. That's
mom's
cute.
day, Valentine's Day for her.
That's
And
cute.
then I have mimosas, so guys, if I sound like a little off or not
I'm trying to get where you at, girl. I got
sure.
my blunt from yesterday, my little clip left, and I rolled another one. So
Yeah, I had
dang.
mimosas. I popped that good old Bel Air, and
Ooh,
made me
a
some
fancy.
mimosas.
Right,
Yeah. To
fancy.
celebrate my new endeavor of upgrading myself to a place that I'm comfortable in. So it was like my first legit
Nice.
weekend in my
In
new
your place.
place. Right. My new upgraded place. So I love it. And I was like, okay, this is my moment. Because when I first moved, it was like the weekend I'm moving. I
You're
didn't really
doing a
have time to
lot.
relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went away right after I got in. So I didn't really have time to settle in. And then this weekend was like, okay, cool. Like, this is
Perfect.
what it feels like.
Yeah. What are
Exactly.
you and your boo doing later?
I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is this, everything is a surprise. So I don't really.
Oh, yay! That's so nice.
Yeah. I don't
Why
know.
like you don't
I don't
know?
even know. A little. I really don't know even a little bit because my plan was to cook. And then it was like, I got a text message like, no cooking. What's your favorite stuff? Like,
Yeah, 'cause you're
forget
always
about my
cooking.
favorite stuff. Yeah. I know, because I really enjoy to cook. And I like my cooking. Like, no shade to restaurants, but I like the way my food tastes. So I'll be liking to cook because sometimes it'd be like breakfast food, I could kind of like, it
Do
could
with
be hit
that.
or miss for me. Yeah, because it's
Like the
like,
French toast. Well,
yeah, you
I
know what
asked
I'm
Tasha
saying?
one time. I actually seen her make French toast and be like, teach me how to make French toast. This chick came over here with a recipe, like, I don't know what to do either. And Kiki was here, so we were supposed to be making it for Kiki. Kiki ended up having to make French toast for
Oh my
us.
God.
So that's how that went. But you know, like I'll order breakfast, but like as far as dinner and lunch food goes, unless it's like good, like I like you know, fresh like sushi or fresh fish, like I'll order that. But like stuff that I like to cook and know how to make, I really try not to order. Because I think more is
Yeah.
better.
What's your day looking? What's your day looking like, Tasha? I saw you worked out this morning.
Listen,
What else?
my day today is really just to relax. Like when I say excuse me, when I say I freaking been just working like a dog all week, my clients would not let up this week. And I'm not complaining, I love it, but you know, it's
Right.
like I'll be working from, you know, I'll open the shop. And then I'm leaving the shop at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, come home, I sit down maybe for 20 minutes if I'm lucky. And then I get up, go to the gym, and then gotta do the shit all over again. And it's really like no relaxation. I had on Monday I went and I bought me some little additions to my house, some nice little decor and shit. You know, you don't be
Aww, you
excited
made me
about
feel
no other stuff.
better. Yeah.
It just made, you know, I got a few things, but I'm like, damn, I didn't even get to really sit in it. I bought me a nice little couch for my room. I'm like, why would you buy a couch? You can't even sit on your bed when you get home. You know what I'm saying? But
whatever. You gotta make time for self, girl.
Right. And plus, you know, I'm fucking making all this money. I want to spend it. And whenever I do get some time to relax, like, you know what I'm saying? My
right. Enjoy it.
Together or whatever. Yeah. So I'm just really just trying to relax for the rest of the day. I do have a whole tornado of clothes upstairs I do need to fold up. So I'm going to. After this podcast is done, I'm gonna finish smoking this blunt, go upstairs, put on the TV, and just fold clothes until everything's all said and done. So that's my plan. Get the house together and just relax.
I hate you. I feel like mine is kind of similar, but I threw some work in there. I worked out this morning, so that was part of myself. Yeah, I know last week, the craziness, I didn't work out all week, so I was like, right. I need to start this week off right. Not going too crazy. But I'm about to say, you start off slow. I mean, I still went crazy. I'm not going to lie. Like, they have an orange. They're what they call the splat points. It's these different zones that you're in. And when you're in orange and red, you get the points. And I must have gotten more points than all of the class. And I was not even intended to. But we did running last today instead of first. So instead of running, I did the, like, power walk where the incline is, like, crazy. But the speed is low to relax myself. Because I saw my heart rate was high the whole entire class.
Well, I think you need to drink more water too, bro.
Oh, I was guzzling water. Like, oh, I'm not. Yeah. Like, as soon as I saw my heart rate go up, I was like, all right, break time. I need some water. I'm relaxed. It's good. So I don't feel nowhere near as crazy. I'm feeling better, which is good.
That's good.
Okay. And then I like washing my hair, which I know how relaxed I make you feel. My hair is done. I got laundry going now. I'm probably going to be doing laundry all throughout the day. And I'm getting ready to go show, as soon as we finish the podcast, show A. John some houses. Hopefully find him a house. Yeah. And that A. John may be my Valentine. He texted me though too and told me too that he got me some chocolates just in case I didn't get no love today. So, aww. Yeah, sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I know Taylor too was staying with me. She left to go to Ohio for this weekend. So I have the house to myself. But she sent me chocolate covered strawberries yesterday because I know that's my favorite and was like, take care of yourself, spoil yourself. I was gonna do a spa day, but I scheduled it for tomorrow because I figured it'd be too crazy today. Like, even trying to get into
the girls from my job is trying to get me to go somewhere today, and I'm just
I was about to say,
not in the mood.
I scheduled it for tomorrow morning.
We need to set up a spa day with all the girls. I found a place called It's Bougie. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. Up, down, left, all right. It's really, really nice, and I think we all should like.
What's it called? I hope that's not the naked spa.
The spa. No, I think it's called like Woodstock or something like that. I gotta look it up. But I was going through. I was being nosy. I ain't even gonna hold y'all up, down, left, all right. I was going through people's stories that I don't normally watch their stories, and
I saw them.
This girl happened to post it, and I was like, "Oh, this seems nice. Like, I need to do this with my friends. Like, I'm ready to like broaden our horizons." You know, the girls from the hood, you know, got to do different things because that's the type of level that I want to be on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start going like once a month.
Yeah, I really want to do it with the girls. So I was thinking, since the next best thing is coming up, which is Tasha's birthday.
Hello.
And my brother's birthday, of course, because they share a birthday, which means that you're super special because you're like, definitely like a sibling now because you share a birthday with my brother. Not to mention you're born in the same month as my daughter, who is my first favorite person in the world. So kudos to you. But I was thinking we should like try to set that up. It'll be dope for us to do something different.
For like one of the days?
Yeah,
her
days because she has a whole weekend plan, but like somewhere.
It'd be nice to figure out something so that Keyshawn is here too. So I'm gonna see how long Keyshawn is here.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Even is she coming now?
I know.
Who, Keyshawna?
Yeah.
Yeah, she booked her flight already. She's coming on the 12th.
Oh, dang. I didn't get my house together.
We definitely could maybe try to incorporate that. I know you have your whole weekend, like, set.
But do you have day activities, though, too, every single day? Like, I know, you know, it's different.
No, nah, I mean, I only have Saturday and Sunday. That's it. Saturday is the evening, which is the 80s versus 90s party at my house. Mm-hmm. And we have games, we have music, we have, you know what I'm saying, interactive games, and then I still have the agenda. I got mad conversation cards, I got get drunk cards, I got all types of shit for us to just do. And then I really want everybody to dress 80s versus 90s. Like, I really got backdrops and all types of shit.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just letting y'all know because it's almost like basically a month away.
So then, Justine, yeah, one of those days, it feels like.
So I feel like maybe not the week before because Keyshawn's not coming till the Friday, which is the 12th, but maybe that week, maybe the Wednesday or something, we could go.
That's what I'm saying. It could go during the week. We don't have to go like on the weekend. We can definitely
How long she was staying. I just thought it was a weekend thing. Okay.
No, Keyshawna, she booked a one-way flight.
Oh, excuse me. That's what I'm talking about, finally.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, so we could definitely do, during the week because we all basically like kind of work for ourselves, so we can just make that happen.
All right.
So we'll, I guess, set up a group chat.
Okay.
When we do happy hour tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's right. We can talk about that. I totally forgot about happy hour. Okay. I mean, it would have popped up on my phone, but I kind of slipped my mind.
All right. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about today?
So I have been, like, I know Tasha, you said you was though too, just seeking to get on it, but like listening to Jasmine Sullivan's album Hotel on repeat every single day. And with her album, she has these, like, the stories before the song, so like the stories inspire the songs, and I'm just like, dang, I can relate to all these different stories. Like, and I was reflecting on some of the stories though too, and like how it showed up in like, not past, I don't want to say just past listening, but just period in my whole life of dating around. So for like one of them, this was the one I don't know if I'm going to jump into that one, but I was reflecting on it this morning. I think it was like Rashida's Tale, with talking about how she was in this relationship. She was so in love with the person she was in a relationship with and then cheated on her with the best friend. And I guess it's because she's never been in that situation before, because she has always been the one cheated on, not the one doing cheated. And then I started thinking about like, this is why it's important to just like say next if your relationship isn't going well, but like how it is that like the abuse, trauma, whatever it is from a past relationship rolls over into the next one.
And makes you do those things.
Yeah. Like, my very first relationship, it was, like, abusive in every sense of the word. All different things. And then when I got into the next, like, long-term relationship, I felt like I was such an angry person. But it was, like, past things coming over into that relationship. Is that... Y'all could relate? Yeah. Has it ever happened to y'all before?
Well, I mean...
I think, though... Oh, go ahead, Tosh.
You know what? I'll be really trying to think of we don't like to think of ourselves as a bad person, saying I don't ever want to be wrong. I know that about myself, like, it's a flaw, but it is what it is. I don't ever want to be wrong. I don't like to admit when I'm wrong necessarily, and to look back at my relationships and see, damn, like, while I was in it, I'll be like, no, but they did this and that's why. I did whatever. But it was like, I've done some shit to niggas, and it's just some shit that has been done to me. So
yeah,
like, I don't know what that is though. Like, I don't know. A lot of it is like, I feel a part of it could be like a defense mechanism on some, like, they don't do that shit to me. Like, so I'm gonna do it to you first type of thing. Which is, when you on the outside looking at it, it sounds dumb as fuck. Because how do you know the person's even gonna do something like that?
True. I think that's the part of like making sure you truly healed before jumping into the other one, because I don't feel like I was. So it was exactly that. I wasn't healed yet, shouldn't have jumped into another relationship, especially a long-term relationship. And as we got angry with stuff, it's like I just reverted to what I did in that past, the relationship before, which wasn't right.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I've been like rewatching, I always rewatch shit for just the fun of it. So I've been rewatching Being Mary Jane, because they added it to Hulu. And it's so great funny show. That you guys are, yes, I love the show. And now I'm catching things that I didn't catch before. Because when you watch something for the second time and be like, oh shoot, I didn't even know that happened. But in one of the episodes, it talks about relationships, and when you end a relationship, whether it's long-term or short-term, you need to completely take time for yourself to heal. And the healing grieving process was a year, at least. So I think that, as we get older and as we grow and as we mature, we learn different things and we take different things under our belts. For all the listeners who do know us and closely like knitted to us, and when I say closely knitted to us, I mean like that went to high school with us and stuff like that, they kind of know that of our past relationships or our relationships period. So we were young, you know what I'm saying? We weren't the ladies we are today. Thankfully we were not. Young ladies trying to figure out things. So I don't want to say it doesn't count, because it counts, because it's a part of life, but I will say like it was a learning experience. And now that you do know, you know, coming out of a long-term relationship or two long-term relationships back-to-back, you know, you need that time to heal for yourself, so you're not always at that point of get you before you get me. Like, protect your heart. And I think once you fully heal, you begin to allow people to love you the way you need to be loved, because sometimes we don't allow that person to allow them to love us how we should be loved, because we're so scared of being hurt. But I heard a great person say that if you don't allow them to hurt you, they can't love you either. Because love is not always... I got that quote up on the wall. Yes. You have to allow the person to hurt you in order for them to love you. Because think about it.
It lives in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It lives in the same place. Your children, you know, you love them to death and they love you to death because they see no wrong. Like a kid could love their mother to death. And when I say like to death, you know, people always don't have the best parents. Some parents go through things. They end up in situations where they can't raise their kids. But you never see a child disown their mother, I will say. Because mothers are different. I don't know about dads too much, but I know about people and their mothers. No matter what a mother does, she could be a crackhead on the street. That kid is going to love their mother. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact if they hurt them or not, they're still going to love them. And it's the same thing. Like, your children do things to hurt you, but they still love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I've done things that weren't great to my mom or she wasn't so proud of, but I still love her. That doesn't mean I love her any less. And it's the same thing in any relationship, even in friendships. Like, you know, she's been my best friend for years. That doesn't mean we haven't done things to hurt each other, but we come to grips and we come to reality and we sit down and we talk about it, we hash it out and we move on, and that's called maturity. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is a very, very big part of, you know, life and relationships, where you need to really allow yourself to heal so that we can let that person love you the right way, like moving forward in life. That's what I'm just learning, even in this new relationship and letting go of old things and starting new, like all that other stuff. I can't bring that into the new, because if I really want this to work, I have to let that go and let all the insecurities go.
Oh wait,
and let all the what I insecurities think go.
Too. That was one of the ones that I was talking about. I don't even know where I want to go with this conversation. That was one where this girl was talking about that too, like just being like feeling like competing. There's always women that are like more prettier, smarter, dress better, whatever the case may be. And in her story, it was like all she knew was sex, which is like great that like good, you're good at sex, but also sad that like that's what it is. That's all your worth is tied to. And I don't know.
What she said was, she feels sad looking at social media because, you know, it's always somebody that you have to compete with, and that, you know, she knows she has something that will keep a nigga coming back all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, which is sex. And she was like, you know, she loves that, and having that superpower, she called it, you know, having that. And that, you know, just, but her just being who she is and how she is, the way she is just not enough. It makes her feel sad at the same time.
Yeah, man. Mm. I'm just like,
I mean,
I feel
it
you.
Sucks that I totally get it, and it sucks that she feels that way. And when I hear women say that, like, I got something that'll keep a nigga coming back, I don't want to have something that'll keep a nigga coming back. I want to have something that'll make him stay.
That's
the difference.
I just,
that means he's not going anywhere, he's just gonna stay with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't allow that to, and I get it, because most women suffer from that, and it sucks, because I can't really relate. Like, I've always, it's not me being cocky or being a bitch or standoffish or stuck up or however people perceive me. It's just me having that
level of confidence,
that, you know, love for my, that love for myself. Like, can't nobody tell me anything about me? Mm-hmm. Like, I wake up every day, and it may sound corny, but I look in the mirror, and I say,
I mean, I've heard you are that chick. Like, do that.
Thank you. Hello? And I do it around the people I love because I want my friends to also feel that way. Like, people can't come at me about my friends and my friendships because all of my friends that are in my circle, we're doing very well for ourselves. We have all of our teeth. We have good hair. We have great skin. You know, like, we make money. We take care of our responsibilities. Yes, we have fun, but we also prioritize how to be a woman first. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've never threw in the towel or let life overcome us. That's just speaking for me and my friends. I can't really speak for the world and how they feel about themselves, but I will say, like, yeah, I can say that my friends are bad bitches. I can truly say that and feel confident about it. When most people are just saying it just to say it.
Mm-hmm.
No shade, but I'm just saying, my friends is dope, period. Like, all of us have been through things, and we didn't let those things tear us down. We've all been through with deceitful men that could have just destroyed our confidence, men that could have had us out here looking crazy, or life, period, just looking crazy. We've lost jobs. We've had no money. You know what I'm saying? So we've been through that.
I think the question we've overcome for that, though, so is like, how do you get to that space, right? Like, what are you doing to get there? I think about it where I talk about that first relationship where it was, like, abusive. Was like, he tried everything he could to break me down, to have me lose confidence with myself. And it's like, I feel like I'm stronger because I did not allow that to happen. But, like, how do you teach women to, like, love on themselves and not, you know, cater, like, that to insecurity, not cater, but yeah. What the hell, I don't know what I'm going to do, but, like, not succumb to insecurity.
We start loving each other. We start loving each other more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Start loving each other more.
I think you have to just like you more than the world likes you.
I feel you know, like, what I'm saying? Like, even teaching each other, teaching each other and teaching our kids not to be how I was.
Exactly.
Because I was a real life mean girl, you know what I'm saying? And I feel it's growing up and just being, like, older now, like, damn, that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I could have went without doing that shit or saying that shit about that girl, regardless of however I was feeling, which a lot of it was insecurities in myself, why I was just always
taking it on someone else.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really
it starts with you.
Yeah. So it's really just teaching our children just better than that. That's all.
Yeah.
Regardless, I mean, to love each other, love yourself for what you do have. It doesn't matter that you don't have what the next person has, you know? So that's just starting from, you know, the foundation, which is home. And I could say that shit.
Yeah. And it, you know, you got to do things that uplift yourself. Like, we talk about it, every time we go on this podcast, even the littlest things as to working out. Like, even if you can't afford to go to the gym, you can work out at home. You can do things at home. Like, self-care starts with you. And then you begin to pour into yourself more and become that person that you want to become. You know what I'm saying? Like, letting go of all that stuff. Just starting with things, little things, to what you do on a daily basis, to how you speak life into yourself. Like, you have to speak life into yourself. If you don't speak life into yourself, it's not going to really work out for you. Like, even if you don't have much, just appreciate the things
you do have.
And that's one thing I think we did growing up. Like, me and my brothers and sisters, people see us now with all this stuff, but growing up, to keep it 100 with y'all, we got excited about going to the mall with our mom just to buy socks over the weekend. It wasn't much, but it was like, we was appreciative of that, and that we can eat out on the weekend. When most kids, we were in a predominantly white area, we went to predominantly all these, you know, fortunate schools, and we were surrounded by kids who had way more than us. We were just appreciative of that. And then when I came back into Yonkers Public Schools, that's when my mom, you know, began to do more, and I got more. But growing up, no, it was a struggle for us. Like I said, we got happy over the little things.
And I think that's important. Yeah.
And I think that's what...
But it's
parents need
even
to do.
Parents doing that, but you within yourself, right? When you're talking about, like, oh, doing different things to take care of yourself, and self-care is dope. Like, and I feel like that is that's the next step. But you have to start with, like, just being grateful for what you do have. Speak every day. Think of every day. Name three different things that you are grateful for. And by focusing on that and, like, the abundance that is coming into your life, you just get more of that. Stop focusing all the energy into the shit that you don't have. Exactly. Oh, I'm not pretty enough. Or my butt's not big enough. My boobs not big. Whatever the case may be, like, focus on what you do got.
Yo, I feel like that's just what I for me, that came with age. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it does.
It came with age, because I've been through with being in relationships, and guys have disrespected me, and I've allowed disrespect constantly, just the way you're talking to me. Where now it's like, nigga, if you even raise your voice too much in a way that I don't like it, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that just came with, you know what? And then the worst thing that could have happened was something detrimental, like me not really having nowhere to go and having to figure out and move to a whole nother state. Like, all right, well, I'm gonna just have to make this shit work, and I have to make this shit work. And I did all these steps, and I've done all these things without the help of a nigga, without these men that I thought I loved so much in my life. Y'all wasn't even here. Then I'll be okay. Right. So now I'm not gonna take this disrespect just to go along and to go on in my life. Like, you don't have to be here, sir. You can go. I'm gonna be perfectly fine without you. I'm here making money. I pay my own bills. I don't ask a nigga for shit. All I want you for real is like your companionship. And you know what, nigga, if that's the case, I'll just keep talking to my friends. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna, I'm gonna just have to be one of those type of females, because you're not about to disrespect me and try to break me down. Once I've been there in a place where I felt like, damn, am I ugly? Damn, am I dumb fat? Damn, am I a bad mom? Damn, am I a bad friend? All that shit, nah. You can't, nobody can't put that on me no more. And that came with age. So it's really hard to, and I think, but that comes with too, sharing
your experiences.
The way we talk into, the way we talk to each other, to let each other know, you know what I'm saying? And then you got somebody on the outside that maybe has been through it before, or is just telling you. Now, they don't even have to have been through that before to tell you, bitch, you don't have to deal with that. You know that, right?
Yeah. And that's another thing, like, you do need to, I think at some point in your life, like, I know all people go through things. And it's a point in your life where you can feel sorry for yourself, but you can't stay in that spot. Because the longer you stay in that spot of pity, you're not going to grow. Like, it's you have the time. Like, take the time you need, because people go through things. And I've taken the time that I've needed to get over things. But at some point, you got to be like, okay, I got to get myself together. Because then the boy who cried wolf type thing, it don't work for me no more. Like, then I don't feel sorry for you. Because if you're a person that just keep on saying the same, well, this and this and this and this person did this and this person, and you don't take accountability for it, I don't feel sorry for you. Like, you gotta make shit happen. Like, things happen to people, and I get that, and I sympathize with them, but you can't be in pity forever. You gotta put something to the pity, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta put the pity away.
Yeah, but you also just gotta, so all of that too, but it's like the focusing on yourself and loving yourself and like not seeking the external validation was coming for me, right? Like, you cannot expect some.
It feels good, but you can't let that be all there is. That just has to be like the icing on the cake. Really, is that, damn, and my nigga see what I'm doing too, and he see that I'm this, and he see that I'm that, and he tell me that all the time. If you don't tell me that, nigga, I already know I'm a good ass woman. You ain't gotta fucking tell me. You know what I'm saying? So you're not gonna tell me that I'm not a good woman, you feel me? Like, and try to put me in a, you know, just about my character or even the things I've done. I've had a nigga be like, you know, oh, you think you're doing something because you live in this house?
Yes.
Like, oh, you
I just feel like
a hater. Like, I don't even know what
I feel like
say.
That's not a man. Yeah, I feel like that's some dissy shit. Like, I really don't feel like that's a man. I feel like his insecurities are overwhelming him as a man, and I don't know. And this is what I said, like, to myself too, like, going into new foundations and new relationships. Like, I knew I needed a strong man that can not only compliment me, but understand that I'm a strong woman, because I come with a lot and I am a boss. And even if he wasn't to be a boss, you know what I'm saying? Like, hypothetically, if I ended up with somebody that wasn't at the same caliber as me, they also need to be comfortable with me being that woman. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't handle that, then that's fine. There's somebody else out there who can. But I don't need you to downgrade or downplay me for what I'm doing. Like, nigga, I'll work hard for this house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go through shit. You don't know what I had to go through to get here. Like, people don't know your story. And whenever when you want to share it or whatever the case may be, then you can share that. But you don't know what it took for me to get here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I do feel like I'm that. for living in a house, because that's a big accomplishment for a girl coming from a city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, bro, I think what's also important in that
situation, though, is just the, like, the ability to recognize and understand that it's coming from their insecurity and not it damaging you and having you feel something about yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because at first, that shit used to be like, you know, when a nigga would say mean stuff, you know, it's just like, you know, it hurt my feelings. That shit made me cry. But then it's like, I got older and then just start having more and more, like, you know, just success and just good things happening. And it's just like, you see that person, it's just never happy for you. You always got to pick a fight about something, or you always got a problem all the time. It's just like, I know relationships are a little bit hard.
Not supposed to be like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And your partner should never be jealous.
And then after a while, it's just like, oh yeah, all right, you're just mad. So it's like, that stuff that you're saying is not even making me.
It's internal.
It's hilarious to me that you are a man and you really feel like that.
Yeah, and even like for men who are with women who have those ways, that sucks. Like, because that means that that's internal in them. Like, you're never happy for me. Like, I come in with a new pair or whatever, and you just like, oh, you think you cute? Like, you think you
better? I don't like that shit. Like, don't.
That for me.
Don't be like, you know, you think. I don't care if you're joking. It's just like, I think that's.
Yeah, that's not funny to me.
That may be a thing that I would have to, like, tell a dude, because he probably thinks that's cute. But to me, I don't like that. Don't be like, you think you look good, huh? No, nigga, you better tell me I look good. Just say it.
Hello, just, you know, and it goes and both I'm sorry ways because
I'm sorry that, you know, you may think that that's a joke, but for me, because of the things I've been through, you know, that's a little trigger for me. So I just rather you just say it this way to me, because that's how I'm gonna take it.
Exactly, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like that is an internal insecurity within themselves. But it's like, if I'm your partner, I'm a, like, for me, period, whoever is around me, I want them to look good too. Like, and this is why I'm always like, okay, you know, I'm gonna help people that I love, you know, to get to that point, because listen,
I need my partner to look good together. Period.
Like, I'm not like, it's not gonna be
like, it turns me on seeing you look like, you, I want to look at you, you get all dressed up and be turned on about how you look. Like, I need you to look good. I'm not trying to look better than you.
Yeah. Right. And I want you to feel good about, you know, the things that you put on and stuff like that. Like, so I'm going to not make, if you with me, I'm going to make sure you good. I'm going to tell you, like, no, yeah, get this, or no, don't, you know what I'm saying? And not in a jealous or malicious way. I'm not going to let you be out here looking stupid. Like, I'm not going to let you buy something that's ugly that don't compliment you, because I'm a hater. That doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to, y'all got to compliment each other. Like, if y'all not making each other better, then what's the point? It's pointless.
That will bring me to this next tale. This next tale, which was Ari's tale, when she talked about, you know, a nigga just, her allowing a nigga just to just talk to her any type of way, just because, and deal with her any type of way. Just,
you know what's so crazy? That was going to be my next one. But yes. Yes, dick being stigmatized and just dealing with anything.
I will definitely say, that sex has definitely, people, you know, niggas will be like, or people will be like, you know, yeah, what made you stay so long? Like, I'm okay to say this now, because, you know, we not together no more, so I don't give a fuck. I was definitely a dipping and dabbing type of chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, if me and you are, we together, we in a relationship, so to speak, and then we get in a big fight, we're not talking for a minute, I was just always the type of bitch that always had a nigga in my pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always had somebody I could just go and be like, all right, you don't want to fuck me, that's fine. There was always just somebody. It was always like, yeah, when you stop fucking with that nigga, it was just always somebody. I just kind of lost track of those ones. But the pocket didn't I was always that type of person, you know what I'm saying? So then, like, I go and I fuck with, you know, maybe start talking to another nigga, or start even having sex with another nigga, and they just be like, you know, his sex is bad. I gotta go back to this old shit, because I just know it. It's just better. And you know what? I know he get on my nerves, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you first of all, just think, what I will tell you is that the album is not long. It's not long and drawn out. It's it's perfect to me. Like, I kind of wanted a little bit more, but you know what? I feel it's like, it's really good. So what I
want, you gotta listen to the whole album,
two songs from the whole album. I just didn't listen to the story.
Man, I was trying to tell these people when I said, yeah, from the beginning, when I freaking, you and Danae was fucking arguing. I'm like, listen to this song, y'all. Oh my God, listen to this song. Pick Up Your Feelings. Listen.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites. That's one of those songs I downloaded. That one.
Let's put it down.
Put It Down is that other shit. Right. Put It Down is what is that? Is that very, you know, that very thing? Like, you know, a nigga putting it down, and you just let him do whatever.
You gotta listen to the whole album.
Because listen.
You gotta admit though. Niggas with little dicks cannot do the same. All right,
I know we're like almost at time though too, but like you ever had a dick that was just like too big, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I had one where it was like big.
But I did it.
No. I was talking to my friend the other day about something like she really liked those cute, but like I'm putting this out there, but the dick was small, and I'm just like, okay, but I've been in a situation where like it was really big, and not like, oh, I'm not gonna try it, but like, you gotta be my boyfriend after this. You're not about to like tear down the
you said not tearing down my wall. No, thank you.
I mean, that's definitely a myth. You know what I'm saying? Just the FYI. Because, you know, but I found that the niggas with the niggas who I've had sex with who have like bigger penises, some of them, I have niggas who's better than them, way better than them with sex, not even including no head. And they dicks are smaller. So sometimes these niggas with these big dicks just can't fuck either.
You know, it was so crazy that the line that came up to my head was from Wayne to Excel. Like, got big dicks and still can't fuck.
Right. It's like, you don't know how to, I guess, you know, guys with like maybe a little bit of a smaller package probably have to do more on their in their travels. So they kind of learned women, so they just know what to do all around. Them niggas with big dicks just be like, you know.
Bang, bang, bang.
I just be like, not to say, I'm not talking about little. I've never had a good little one, but definitely.
But smaller than the average is what you're saying.
No.
Or what?
Smaller than the average is small. But it's more like, more like on the average side. It's more like more than like on the average size, and then you have the niggas with, you know, that's just like to you, it's like, damn, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's much bigger. The average ones just fuck better.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. It's not small, but you know. But yeah, I've definitely been in situations before where it's just like the sex kind of kept me around.
I know I have. Somebody. Like, I definitely have. And I thought about it too. Like, the way I just like, I did drop stuff and just went over there. And then was pissed off at myself when shit like that happened. Like, I remember blacking on him one time because I dropped everything and come over there and do stuff. And I'm like, well, why am I mad at you? That's on me for doing that. Like, I'm just going to stop. Yeah.
Right.
I'm stopping.
For doing it, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't really have a comment.
You see,
guys.
You need to live a little, girl.
I'm like, I know, because I was just as bad as that.
No, I'm going to live a little bit before I jump back into another relationship. I was trying to pick up some, you know, tips and tricks before I find my husband.
So. Yeah.
Now, yeah, like, I'm a prude, but I'm not, like, no whack chick either, because I haven't gotten any complaints, but I'm just saying, you know, you know me, like, I'm that Shelby friend that you guys are like, oh, Justini,
yeah.
I'm not. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, it's not weird. I was like that too, and then I was like, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I'm always up on it. Like, I'll be
sharing is caring. It's just experiences, and you just hearing other women's. I feel like maybe because I'm very open about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very open. about having sex and talking about it, and you know.
Yeah, and I like to talk about it, and I like to get, like, you know,
we don't need sharing pointers on what to do. Like, what we need to start doing
that. Spicing it up, and I mean, that bitch, last podcast, you know that what we
it
had, is,
because when I was talking, you be trying to block it out because you be trying to be like, oh no, I don't want to hear it. Oh my God.
You're right.
But yeah, like, even with me, like, you know, watching different shows and stuff like that that have graphic in it, I be rewinding it, like, oh, how she do that? Let me try to figure that out. That's why I'm always in here stretching and, you know, trying to stay flexible. Okay. Keep my mega stallion knees, you know. I could still pop in my drop it, and I could do a lot of things with my body now. So, hello. I'm always on the new. I'm always spicing things up. I like to keep a little spice in my life. So, I'm not no boring.
Given that it's Valentine's Day, we're going to end the podcast with that. I don't know. Something, a tip, trick, something that you do to spice things up for the listeners.
Yeah.
What I would say is make sure hopefully you were listening, so you, and I don't mean to us, I mean to your spouse. Do something that they've always told you that they wanted to do. Just do something a little bit different.
Your comfort level,
where y'all are in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And your comfort level. Don't do anything that you don't enjoy, because sex, you're supposed to be enjoying every minute of that shit. But do something just different. Even if you dress a little sexier, put on some different kind of music, dance a little bit while y'all fucking, whatever is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Just listen. You know? Y'all... except these two bitches on the phone, but on the podcast, that these bitches don't really watch porn. But ask your partner if that's something they would do. That shit is pretty dope. You know, it kind of opens up and lets you know what the fuck you be looking at when I'm not around. I feel like it just depends on where y'all at in y'all relationship. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like sexy shit. Hopefully you got him something more than pussy, but niggas like stuff in the bedroom, so change that up a little bit.
They like tricks, you know? They like change all the stuff. They just don't want. All
right, so just seeing you up, like, give
they
up
don't
some.
Want bang bang
give
and then bang. No, that's not fun.
Yeah,
give a tip.
Give a tip. Well, I always set the mood. Like,
how's that saying, look? What does the mood look like being set? What's that look like
for my nigga? The mood is like, I get all done up, you know, I put curls in my hair and smell good, put my lingerie on, light my candles. I preset the mood all the time because I think, like, the mood is...
How you set the mood? Because that's not how I set the mood.
And I come in, I slow dance for him and all of that good stuff. I can't tell y'all because then y'all gonna
that's
be
what
like,
you're supposed to do.
It's gonna be a movie in your head.
What? But listen, oh no, but what I'm saying is, like, all right, so does this tell y'all what type of niggas I be fucking with? Look. All right, setting the mood for me. Let's say a nigga's coming to my house. First of all, I'm going to have on some shit, whatever the fuck I have on, I probably don't have a bra on. If I know what the fuck you coming over here for, especially if it's my nigga, right? And then, it depends if he ate, he didn't eat. Usually niggas is always hungry and you want to have some food here. Whether you want to cook it or you want to order some food, but usually I order just because I don't feel like that. And then I got the music playing or I'm
I like the music.
Movie on. I got drinks made and lunch rolls. Ain't no candles. It might be one candle burning in the corner to get the smell like a
ain't
little
no candles.
In here, a little oil diffuser. It got to be smelling dumb good. Smelling all clean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's setting the mood for me. I don't be setting candles and lingerie. It's just for me. It's like
I do lingerie though too. I get what Justine was saying to start off. It's about you feeling good. Although booty shorts and a top of no bra on is sexy, makes you feel good too. But like, I'll engage in some lingerie and buy lingerie. All right.
Yeah, my lingerie is not like, you know, that silky shit.
It's something different. That's sexy. Yeah.
That's lingerie. Like,
I don't know.
Yo.
Exactly. Right.
But
I do all of that, you know, I don't do it all the time, but, you know,
just when I feel like it
occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like,
if I know we talked about, especially if I know we done talked about, if we ain't have sex in like 2 days or some shit like that, 3 days, or it's like been a little time off,
and then we have some.
Like, yeah, I gotta pull out all the stuff.
So I'm trying to think. I got like two.
Hello.
One of them, because I feel like the sex that I found to be most enjoyable is sex in like unconventional places. So if y'all are getting up and going out to eat tonight, the mood is already going. Don't get arrested or like ticket, but have sex in the car. Like, why wait to have to go home in some boring place? Get it in. Get it in right there.
Yeah. Don't wait.
Yeah. That's my first. While that nigga driving like, on the highway, give him some head, girl.
Unplanned sex.
I feel like just unplanned the moment is better sex. Anyway.
Yes.
Like, The whole nun shit, like you gotta go
you
home.
Gotta set you gotta,
no, bitch, like, yeah, be not doing that. You about to get messy anyway, bro. The mood is already set. You full,
don't say full.
You probably wasted. You nice, he nice. Your belly full.
I had a good meal. It's my nigga.
Like, it's not that. It's how I feel having sex. Like, I don't like,
I want
like something light, so I can get it in with sex. That's just me. Not being too heavy and want to sleep.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm anyway. So
not like full, like you got the itis, but you know, you satisfied. You ate. You feeling good. You nice. You had a couple of drinks because I know me. Most of the time when I'm going out or with him, I try to
get real
not
nice
be, like,
and just fucking the car.
I drink two drinks. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Hello. I had another one, but I don't even want to
wait.
Oh,
get it popping.
This for me is like the I don't know, like turned on all day. It's like when y'all are having, I don't know if you're gonna do it today. Maybe you can start from now before later, but like talking about it, texting about it all day long until that moment comes. It's like it like heightens it.
Yeah.
Heightens it and then whatever. But like when
I feel you.
What y'all
I agree.
Get into and talking about it all day, you like turned on, it's getting you worked up all throughout the day. And then that ultimate climax when y'all see each other. That's my other one.
Okay.
Don't say we ain't never teach y'all nothing.
Hello.
All right, y'all.
Listen, you should have a lot of lessons under your belt after this. And hopefully it don't make a nigga want to come back and make a nigga want to stay.
Yes.
Go listen to
if you do nothing
Hotel.
Else, go listen to that album. Actually, put that shit, I don't
go
know. Put on one of them songs. Let that shit play and repeat some shit.
From the beginning. Start it from the beginning, girl.
Yeah, I might just keep my AirPods in because I'm about to take a more skating. They be playing music there, but I'm gonna just let her listen to the music.
All right, y'all. It has been lovely. Cool.